Hey, welcome back to the Power Mall and the Power Hour, June 9th, 2020. We started out the first hour trying to show you how the flu became a cancer, because as the man who got the Nobel Prize for discovering HIV said after he examined this, that it's definitely a man-made virus. And then if we examine literally scores of virology papers and studies over the last decade, it turns out that many researchers have learned how to humanize mice, actually make them as vulnerable as humans by making sure they have increased ACE2 receptors on their cell membranes, because that's the gate for corona to enter our bodies. But as you heard, that gate closes with vitamin D. Vitamin D is absolutely essential to close that corona gate. So I want to stress that you want to see your vitamin D level, and you have to check the right type. You want a 1,25- dihydroxyvitamin D3. Every lab has it, like Quest and LabCorp. And you want to be 80 to 100 nanograms per milliliter. You do not want to be in the, quote, normal, which it could be anywhere from 30 to 100. Whenever there's a huge range for, quote, normal, right away you know they don't know what they're talking about because that's not reality. The level of 30 is where you are protected from getting rickets. And in my 50 years of medical practice with four specialties, I have never seen a case of rickets. So vitamin D is sufficient at that level in the United States, probably because it's in our milk and all sorts of other sources. But the level that people need to turn around cancers, high blood pressure, heart failure, atrial fibrillation, diabetes, arthritis, depression, recurrent infections, loss of teeth, all sorts of, every symptom you can think of. You have to have levels of D that are at least 60 and preferably over 80. So make sure that you have at least started to learn how to close your corona gates. And then, as we talked earlier, the birth control for the virus, once it gets inside your cells, the birth control is zinc and magnesium. You need both of them. Most people are low in all of these, as many studies already show us. So the levels, again, of zinc would be at least 30 a day, but once you get to that level, then you ought to have your doctor help you figure out, and we do it with our readers in two dozen countries, what your other levels are of molybdenum, manganese, selenium, copper, because you can upset the balance and create symptoms by having too much zinc. Again, in the last year's newsletter, 2019 Total Wellness at prestigepublishing.com, we showed you an example of just six or so minerals that are zinc enzymes out of 200, that if you're low in zinc, even if you're low, quote, normal level, but in the low side, you can create any disease you want. You can create everything because those enzymes are so far-reaching. So that would be an important thing, to stop the polymerase enzyme of the virus, because man's polymerase enzyme is actually stronger if he has enough zinc, and he can stop the virus from replicating, from duplicating. We were talking also before the break of hydroxychloroquine, and you need to know that the FDA took it off prescription in March and gave it emergency use authorization so that only doctors in hospitals could get it. Again, this is showing, is flaunting the ignorance of somebody up there because it doesn't work there. Hydroxychloroquine works if you have just been exposed and you want to make sure you don't get it. You know, you've already been around somebody who, because they're going to be tracking this stuff. If you've been around somebody who had it, you take it for a couple of days. Or if you start having symptoms, you feel like, oh, geez, I might be coming down with the flu. Then you take the hydroxychloroquine for 5 to 10 days. And there have been many physicians, emergency room, private practice, all sorts of physicians, as well as the American or the Academy of American Physicians and Surgeons, have published over, I think it was a dozen studies showing how safe and effective hydroxychloroquine is, because that also zaps the glycoprotein. Remember when you saw the picture of the coronavirus, all those little space-like nubbins sticking off? Those are called the spike proteins, and those are what the virus inserts into the ACE2 receptors in our cell membrane, the viral gates, and that's how it squirts its virus inside our cells. Well, it has to attach with a special glycoprotein, and hydroxychloroquine enzymatically degrades that so that it can't do it. So how simple could that be? And don't forget, it's been used for 70 years with for malaria in our troops, all the people who went to Africa and different places where malaria is endemic. So and it's used now as a prescription, as Plaquenil, for lupus and rheumatoid and sometimes even psoriatic arthritis, sometimes colitis. So to take it off and put it on emergency use authorization in late stage where it doesn't even work is so ignorant, and it makes it so that many people who could benefit from it will not. And then you see all this, the research for remdesivir. Well, that's given by IV when you're on death row, you know, when you're in the hospital, when you're in ICU. That's not for the early stages to prevent it if you've been exposed or if you feel you're coming down with symptoms. And remdesivir lowers your vitamin D levels. So that actually becomes counterproductive. Again, no wonder it's not showing to be extremely effective. So one of the things that I think people could do is, if they want to rally against something, I would rally to get hydroxychloroquine back on prescription from any doctor who wants to give it to you. And it's very easy. It's a couple hundred milligrams two or three times a day, and you do it for a week, and that's it. And, you know, they talk about, oh, well, it's going to raise your level of atrial arrhythmias, cardiac arrhythmias, et cetera. The drug has an extremely long half-life. It takes 3 to 6 weeks to get it out of your system. So that's where the side effects come from if it's used for too long. And remember, though, that you have to have good levels of zinc, magnesium, and vitamin D3 along with it. Plus, you really should correct your cell membranes with your cod liver oil, phosphatidylcholine, and the 8 forms of E. I use 1 EGEMS Elite, 1 Gamma EGEMS, and 2 tocotrienols. Tocotrienols are 50% of real vitamin E. You will only be getting them if it says you have, and it specifies on the outside of your nutrient, how much tocotrienols you get. They are extremely important for many reasons. First of all, they're the guard dog on the outside of the cell membrane for trying to keep the virus out. But once it gets in and then hibernates in your gut and then explodes and creates the cancer, because it has some genetic similarities or pieces from HIV. The Wuhan Institute of Virology is one of the few labs that are authorized to study HIV as well as Ebola and as well as the seven forms of coronavirus. And they're the ones who collected all these different viruses in the bat caves of Yunnan so that they could learn how to slice and dice the genetics to make them target whatever types of people they want. And that's why people who are on any medications or who have any diagnoses are more vulnerable. It's a cleanse. It's getting rid of people in nursing homes and minorities and all sorts of unfair issues. And you now have a way of reversing or changing this and protecting yourself, making your cell membranes a lot stronger. So I don't know how folks would, I'm not a political person, but certainly there should be some pressure on the FDA to put HCQ back on prescription the way it has been for the last, 50 years or so at least. And it's still used by the military. It's still used by people who have lupus and rheumatoid, which, by the way, can be reversed without medications. But so anyway, this would be a very important preventive and life-saving thing, and it's cheap, very cheap. And that's probably why it's off, because we kind of have a love affair with prescription drugs, and the more expensive they are, the more we tend to use them in the U.S. So let's see. When it gets into the gut, then, that can be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on what you do with your body. The gut is half the immune system for the whole body. If the gut isn't healthy, forget it. You can't fight off anything. In fact, many times people will have wonderful levels of various nutrients. They will try to eat well, etc., but they can't get rid of a specific diagnosis. And when we look at that 11-page essay, we see why the gut isn't healthy. Just having an antibiotic, even 10 years ago, or it doesn't even have to be recently, or several of them, or eating the 7M diet with a lot of high fructose corn syrup, corn sugar, which gives you enough mercury to be equivalent to having one mercury amalgam in your mouth every day of your life. These can damage the gut and its ability to be part of the immune system for the whole body. The other thing is the gut is half the detoxification system. And we haven't talked about this yet, but there are only two causes for all disease. If you think about it, there are only two things that cause every disease. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. And so that's why detoxification is so crucial. Because, for example, a lot of times people will fix their nutrient levels, their magnesium and their arginine, their cod liver oil levels for their blood pressure. But then they forget to look at lead, arsenic. Arsenic is from Roundup, weed killer. Can be from many other sources. It's a common heavy metal that's toxic in the body, and these heavy metals, mercury, lead, arsenic, cadmium, aluminum from your coffee maker and from baking powder and so many sources, these heavy metals sit in our enzymes and bring their vibration to a screeching halt. I know chemistry doesn't sound too exciting for a lot of people, and they imagine these chemicals in our bodies are just sitting there like a lump of coal. But that's not true. Our chemicals in our body are vibrating. They're oscillating, resonating. They are wiggling. They are, if you saw them under an electron microscope, they're moving so fast. And that's why cheap, poorly made nutrients don't do any good. There are a lot of nutrients that if you take them, they're dead. They never can oscillate with the body chemistry. So they're really a negative. And so, again, that's one good reason why you want to stick with quality things. If you have to take less of it every other day or every third, it's still better than taking a low-quality nutrient that doesn't do any good and may actually be a negative in the human body. One of the things that folks often forget is if you have a broken leg, a cast is put on. It rests. What do we do with the gut? It never rests. In fact, you look around, 2 out of 3 people in the United States are obese, and they're always carrying around something to eat or drink. They're always stuffing their mouth. They're making their gut work overtime. Give it a rest. Miss a meal once a day. Miss a day of food once a month or every week, but miss some meals because you have to give the gut a rest. Don't forget that the gut also, besides being half the immune system and half the detox system, and the place where the virus hibernates so that it can either stay there indefinitely and not cause problem or emerge at some point in time and act just like cancer. Well, and yes, in fact, you know, in the March 17th, 2020 Journal of the American Medical Association, the Chinese did autopsies on over 100 cases that died from coronavirus. And you know what the autopsies looked like? The histopathology of the cells in the lung looked just like HIV lung cancer. Only this virus has been genetically modified so that instead of killing in 6 to 12 months like normal lung cancer does, it kills in 6 to 12 days. So, again, that's a reason why we're so much focused on the gut, because this is where it hibernates, and if you keep your immune system, your detox system, your nutrients in good order, it can stay there forever. We all have hundreds of different types of viruses in us that stay there, and they don't come out until our immune system tanks. But this one is more virulent, and it will take less for it to come out. Another important thing about the gut is it makes more neurotransmitters of happy mood and memory than the brain does. In fact, there's a book called The Gut as Second Brain. In fact, a sign of a bad psychiatrist who doesn't know anything about healing psychiatric illness is if they prescribe Prozac or Paxil for depression, but they don't look at the gut because they're giving a medication to poison enzymes in the brain so that you don't break down your serotonin, one of your happy hormones, too soon, and it hangs around longer, theoretically making you happier. But 95% of the serotonin is not made in the brain. It's made in the gut. If you heal the gut, you don't need the Paxil or Prozac, because 95% of your happy hormones, the neurotransmitters of happy mood, are made there in the gut, not in the brain. So again, and that's another bad point of the managed care, the seventh of the seven M's, is that every specialty looks at only one organ. You know, the orthopedist who only looks at bones doesn't know that allergy to nightshades getting rid of them out of the diet can cure 3 out of 4 people's arthritis, or the psychiatrist who's prescribing Prozac or Paxil doesn't know the gastrointestinal chemistry so that he can get rid of it for you, actually cure it. We don't, in fact, the word cure does not exist in the practice guidelines of any specialty that I'm aware of. And then, of course, the gut makes a lot of our nutrients. It makes vitamin K and B1. In fact, one of the important things also is if you do end up in ICU, one of the many things that the virus does is cause hemagglutination, in other words, clots. And I've only seen a few case examples, mainly the Chinese have done it, where they've used heparin, a blood thinner, to rescue people so that they did not die in ICU. I haven't seen any U.S. studies yet where they were smart enough to do that. In the 2011 Total Wellness newsletters, we recommend people with coronary artery disease carrying heparin, little tiny 1 cc vials and 1 cc syringe with them, because it has saved many people who have had a stroke, a heart attack, or a pulmonary embolus, and they lived because they gave themselves heparin right away. And a lot of times it is not given in the emergency room anyway. So that's an important thing if someone you love is in the ICU. Also, if you are coming down with symptoms and you think you should be in the hospital, check your D-dimer and your LDH, because these doubled in people who were going to die. And we can talk about those in the next segment, I guess. Hang on.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc, inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamur toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hey, welcome back to the Power Hour. This is our final segment today. If you want more, let us know. It's June 9th. 2020, and we've been talking about the coronavirus because it's the first time a flu has become a cancer. And the evidence is there from so many researchers around the globe for the last 10 years. And it's been a race for not only population control, but also for world dominance. And what it comes down to is the only way you can make yourself corona-proof is to make your body as healthy as you can, as you're capable of. And the benefit of it, the flip side, the good thing that comes from it, most people get rid of all sorts of other things. For example, when you fix the cell membrane so that it's more resistant to the coronavirus entering it with your cod liver oil, your phosphatidylcholine powder, your 8 forms of vitamin E, sometimes many other things go away, like a person's high blood pressure or their atrial fibrillation or their diabetes, because the same chemistry is in our bodies for all disease. It's just that we don't just look different. If you take 100 people with high blood pressure, and of course, you know, 1 in 3 Americans has high blood pressure, and having high blood pressure can make you five times more vulnerable for the virus attacking you. So anyway, if a person has elevated pressure, then they have elevated ACE gates that invite the virus right into the body. But if you take 100 people with high blood pressure, some of them just fixing their magnesium will fix their high blood pressure. Some of them just fixing their arginine. Some the cod liver oil. Some fixing the gut. Some detoxifying the arsenic and lead that are in so many foods and pesticides that we we're the most toxic people ever to inhabit the planet Earth. In fact, we have so contaminated the planet Earth that even the polar bears in the Arctic, who have the cleanest air, food, and water on the planet, they have organic everything. They have human diseases now. The polar bears have hypothyroidism. They have osteoporosis. Oh, and they have elevated levels of phthalates or plasticizers in their bloodstream, and they don't drink out of styrofoam coffee cups. We have real talk about the gut. You have to remember that 90% of you is not you. In other words, the gut microbiome, the bacteria, viruses, protozoa, etc., that are inside the gut, they all have their own genetics. There are 9 times more genetics in the gut than there are in our body cells. And that's why the gut is so important. And it's a stumbling block. A lot of times when people cannot get well, it's because the gut isn't well. And then on the flip side, if the virus is going to hibernate there, again, we have to keep the gut very healthy because we don't want it to emerge from safekeeping in the gut. It's okay for it to be there once it gets there. Many people live with HIV, although they have to be on drugs for it, but it's a different genetic makeup. In the HIV remnants that are in corona as opposed to the entire viral genome. Anyway, we've devised an acronym for when people get stuck with any diagnosis. You know, you want to get off your medication for diabetes, arthritis, blood pressure, heart failure, whatever. We use the acronym THINK, T-H-I-N-K, because first you want to look for any toxins that have not been detoxified. And we can go into one of the ways to do that. And then you want to look at hormone deficiencies because, again, remember the levels of thyroid, testosterone, adrenal, etc. are not exactly where researchers put them decades ago when they used bloods that were on a certain number of pollutants. If you're drinking water out of a plastic water bottle, you're tanking up on phthalates, plasticizers. What do they do? They sit right in the cell membrane and damage it. And that was the very first spot where the virus gets in, a damaged cell membrane. And that's why in the book Detoxify or Die, we show you how to get those phthalates out of you. Sometimes the far infrared sauna, the detox cocktails, which are glutathione, lipoic acid, and ascorbic acid, they can also reduce your levels of plasticizers and many other pollutants as well. And then in the book, The High Blood Pressure Hoax, again, even if you don't have high blood pressure, I never leave anyone out even though you don't have what's in the title. One of my favorite detoxification nutrients is detoxamine suppositories because I used to teach at the IV chelation courses, and IV chelation can be time-consuming, expensive, and even dangerous, especially if you are not having your nutrient levels assayed after you've had the chelation. But a much safer way of, and cheaper and easier and non-prescription are the detoxamine suppositories because you just put one up in the rectum before you go to bed and that can detox heavy metals and other what we call xenobiotics, the other things that are damaging our chemistry. And that all that is described in The High Blood Pressure Hoax. Everything is at PrestigePublishing.com, P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E, PrestigePublishing.com. And so I think what we ought to do because there's so much more for you to learn. But we ought to make sure that you can at least utilize some of the tests that are available in regular commercial labs. I would suggest you get your RBC magnesium, RBC zinc, 125 dihydroxy vitamin D3, bare minimum. If you don't even have those, you don't have much of a chance of being corona proof. So RBC, and RBC stands for red blood cell, and you need, again, you need to see your lab results, because if you even say to your doctor, I want my RBC magnesium done, if you don't see the lab report, if it just says magnesium, someplace along the way when the order was transferred, somebody left off RBC because they never saw it before and they thought it probably wasn't necessary and they just left magnesium. That leaves you with a serum magnesium, which is worthless. It's less than 1% of the total body magnesium. But if you measure the RBC, the red blood cell magnesium that's inside your blood cells and in your heart and your brain, that's a totally different one, and you want to be in the top half of normal. You know, say normal is 4 to 6, you want to be 5 or higher, top half of normal. This is what prevents people from having heart attacks, strokes, pulmonary emboli, etc., as well as helping them be corona-proof. So you want your RBC mag, RBC zinc, again, in the top half of normal, and then your D3, 125 D3, you want that 80 to 100. I'm repeating a lot of these things because people have a gazillion questions, because this is a new thing in the world in that people have to learn how to take care of their bodies, or else they may not survive the second or third wave, because this virus is designed to return, and also when it does, then to be much more virulent. Plus, there are many other researchers in various countries working on the same thing, and many of them now know how to create very lethal viruses and change their reprogram, as the virologists call it, or the geneticists, reprogram various characteristics so that they can infect as many people in the beginning before they then go into hibernation and then reemerge. If you can get other things done, I would get a homocysteine. And docs who don't know any detox, they'll just say, oh, well, that's just for B12 and folic acid. No. Homocysteine, if you follow the chemistry, it also goes right on down to your detoxification chemistry. The hooker is, again, normal is considered anything below, I think it was 14 or 15, and you want to be below 9. 9 is the cutoff for homocysteine. Below 9 is good. Above that, and you're not, your detox pathways are compromised some way or another. There are many other tests you can get, but let's flip to an important thing called, if you are at home and you're afraid to go to the emergency room, but you're starting to get short of breath and you may or may not have fever, half the people don't, and you're not sure if you are accelerating, your symptoms are getting worse every day by leaps and bounds, you can have your doctor get your D, capital D as in dog, dimer, D-D-I-M-E-R, and your L as in love, D-H, stands for lactic acid dehydrogenase, because in the Journal of the American Medical Association, March 17th, 2020, they looked at over 100 Chinese cases that died from COVID, and they all doubled their D-dimer and their LDH. So if you are wondering if you should be in the hospital, you get those two tests, D-dimer and LDH, because those are the ones that doubled in anyone who was in trouble. And that died. They all died. And then when you get there, you want to make sure that they give you heparin and magnesium and maybe some zinc. And you know, it's a whole different world. Many times, the hospital formulary won't even have any nutrients. They might have B12 or something simple like that. But oftentimes they won't have any of them because the Journal of the American Medical Association has slammed nutrients viciously over the last couple of years, and they've made them look bad. And that's why we tore apart the papers and showed how they made it look bad and how dishonest and ignorant the studies were, and set the record straight. And this is on back issues the last few years of the Total Wellness newsletter, because it's very important for you to know. For example, when they did papers that showed that, oh, vitamin D doesn't help cancer, it doesn't help heart disease, it doesn't help this and that, you can't heal any of those without D. But they underdosed it. They gave people levels around 40 nanograms per milliliter. They're right. It won't help because it's the wrong dose. And they gave it for too short a time. And they're so ignorant. They always treat nutrients like they're a drug, like they're a solo act. They're not a solo act. They are a harmonization. God's molecular biochemistry is a beautifully magnificent harmonization of molecular biochemistry of the whole body. It's designed to make us heal. And it makes me laugh because there are enzymes that are designed that detoxify chemicals that were just discovered yesterday. They, you know, somebody up there knew we were going to poison ourselves unmercifully in this era, and we're prepared for it. But you have to know where your levels are and then fix them. And we've shown the test in the book, How to Cure Diabetes, and I think it's in this year's newsletter, too, also 2020. It's called Cardio/Ion by Metametrics Laboratory, and it looks at 11 pages of your chemistry. It's the best test I've seen in 50 years of medicine. If you're going to do one test to see how vulnerable you are and why you're not perfectly healthy. Because it, even, like I was saying before, even things that are not, well, let me give you this example. If your beta carotene level is high, that's good, but your vitamin A level is low, that says no matter what your RBC zinc level says, it's not enough for you. And that's another important thing, because this goes beyond what is normal, and it says, wait a minute, we don't even care what normal is. What we care is, does your body have enough of it? Same thing with, like I was saying, the quinolinate. That's a wonderful parameter that's on that test. If that's up, it shows early brain deterioration. And it's totally fixable. Most people don't even have symptoms before they have it. Some do. And it's totally fixable, so you don't have to get Alzheimer's and dementia and so forth. And how do we fix it? With vitamin B6. But vitamin B6 does not work in the body until it's converted to pyridoxal 5-phosphate. And what does that conversion? The enzyme that requires zinc. Same thing with the enzyme that converts beta-carotene to vitamin A. So, again, there's so much that can be seen on just 11 pages of your chemistry that are not in the, by the way, the interpretation guide that comes with it is useless. But anyway, I think maybe before we go, we should just try to go through some of the 7M, because remember in the beginning of this 2 hours, we said that the first thing you have to do is stop the 7M, because they have created the United States being number 43 in health, while the other countries are 1 through 10, much healthier. The seven, and these are described more in 2019 TW, but the 7M include medications, we'll go through it again, mercury, laden high fructose corn syrup, modified genes, genetically modified foods, mangled fats, the trans fats, the esterified fats, changes the chemistry of the whole cell membrane of the human body, and then the mycotoxins, the toxins that are put out by things like candida, sporobolomyces, geotrichum. These are fungi that grow in the human gut after you've had antibiotics or a lot of sweets or various other things can do it as well, steroids. And these toxins, for example, some of the toxins that these, like candida, can make, one toxin is thiaminase. It destroys the enzyme thiaminase so that no matter how much vitamin B1 you take, it doesn't get in. And then that can lead to heart disease, gut disease, brain deterioration, you name it, no energy, etc. So you see how just having some of the bad bugs in the gut, and then there are other things that they can do. Candida in the gut causes leaky gut, which then leads to all sorts of autoimmune phenomenon, lupus, rheumatoid, etc. And you can't heal them until you heal the gut. And likewise, candida overgrowth or other fungi in the gut can then create thyroid antibodies, where you actually make antibodies that destroy your own thyroid. And again, if you go to an endocrinologist, they'll tell you that this is, once you have it, it's forever. And those of us who have already had it, including myself, who made thyroid antibodies and were hypothyroid, we learned how to heal the gut, and then we didn't have it anymore. You just don't make those antibodies anymore, and so you don't need your thyroid, you don't need anything. You have no medicines. And that's the goal, is to be no medicines, no symptoms. And then, of course, the manufactured xenobiotics. I mean, everything from Teflon. It has fluoride in it. Every time you eat out or you use a Teflon pan, and of course that's in the manufacturing of foods, things that come out of a factory, a bag, a box, a jar, a can, a wrapper, they have Teflon in them. That has fluoride in it. That fluoride kicks the iodine right out of your thyroid. And so that can be another reason why you never heal your thyroid, because nobody checked your iodine or nobody checked your selenium. A lot of endocrinologists put people on Synthroid when their thyroid goes down from having, you know, overgrowth of yeast and so forth in the gut is one major reason. There are many other reasons with all the different toxins in our system. But when they put you on Synthroid, that's not active thyroid. That's T4. It has to be converted to T3. The enzyme that does that requires selenium. Do you think I have ever, in 2 decades of looking at the records from our readers, ever seen an endocrinologist, doesn't matter how famous the medical center is, who's checked their RBC selenium? Never. And that's why there's so many, another reason why there's so many fat, obese people in the United States. And that makes them vulnerable, again, for the corona. So, If you need like this stuff, let them know that you want more, and we'll go into how to heal the gut. In the meantime, make yourselves too smart to fail. Thank you so much.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.